This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Protect your IP address online. Get 77% off 3-year plans with code MMA Nuts.
The CBD Distillery, our favorite brand of CBD that helps us relax. Get 20% off plus free shipping on orders $150 or more with code MMA Nuts 20.
Mattress Firm, get 10% off with code MMA Nuts 10.
Smart Home, an easy to use source for lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do it yourselfer can safely install. Get 10% off with code MMA Nuts 10.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 450.
450!
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Grew with MMA Show. Bye bye fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Hey Matt,
did you What's happening today?
Did you know that this November is Wikipedia Asian Month?
Sweet, I'm so semi-hard for that.
I fucking hate when, and next month will be, we're asking you for donations month.
Oh my God.
my favorite time
of the
year. I love
year.
Wikipedia, but sometimes they just, I don't know, they put these ads at the top of everything and it's annoying. This is one of those ads. Who cares about Wikipedia Asian month? I'm not against
Asians. I don't
care
about anything, okay? I barely care about myself, all right?
Okay.
Shit. Let's talk UFCs.
244?
Yeah, so this is the 500th. UFC event. Isn't that crazy to think about? 500 events, right?
So they're like half and half of pay-per-view, not pay-per-view.
Something like that, almost. Right? Yeah.
It's close.
Is that, well, it might even be, what, where were we at? 244? Yeah. That's weird.
That's accurate.
You do math. I don't do math so well.
He's like, you backpedal out of that. He's like, yeah, you're right. It's kind of half and half.
So they sell out MSG. President Trump in attendance.
Yes.
Which is bananas, because I think it was Dana White even talking about it, right? Who said, when's the last time a sitting president was at a fight ever?
Well, Trump has a long history, too.
Yeah.
And there's a cool picture, of him and Dana, like, watching it on the TV.
Yeah,
the
they said,
somewhere.
Like, the prelims, him and they were just hanging out in the back. And then Dana was telling a story how I think Trump wanted to sit in the third row. Because that's where he just likes to sit. And Dana's like, no, you sit. He had to negotiate him up to, like, the second row because he wanted to be more in the mix of shit, which is just weird because I think the Secret Service wanted him to be in one of the suites. He's like, nah, that ain't fucking happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bananas.
Why does he like the third row? Maybe it's to hide himself a little in case of attack.
Yeah. a little bit back so you're not right up in the front.
Yeah.
Weird.
No, blood's better.
And then how about they were, you know, the Canelo fight was on the same night. They said they showed the UFC, the main event, inside the MGM before Canelo. What the fuck is that about?
Dana said that the MGM called him and was like, hey, we're going to wait because we don't want to compete against this shit. So can we show your fight on our screens? And he thought it was hilarious. He's like, sure, go ahead.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Why would they even run it on the same night, though? You know this is probably the biggest card of the year.
Right? It was, yeah, for sure. Biggest hype, for sure. Because they're crazy, because it's boxing. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't. Well, no. Canelo does it. He makes $35 million a fight. So.
Yes, we'll talk about him in a little bit.
Yeah. And then you had Kevin Lee, Corey Anderson, performance of the night bonuses, Wonder Boy versus Luke K for fight of the night. And then... got some quotes of the weekend for you.
Okay.
So I love hearing Dana White talking about Oscar De La Hoya. He's fucking hates this guy with a passion. So
yes.
He's talking about him. He said he's a snake. He's a liar. He's an all-around bad guy. He's really fucking weird, too. Like he's got to get that extra dig in on him. And then Masvidal talking about McGregor. You know what the fuck I'll do to that little dude, bro? I'll fuck that little guy up, man. He's a fucking midget. Yeah, all right.
I like it.
And he's talking about, someone was asking about if Covington or Usman get injured, would you step in to fight one of them? He said, I'll be the hero they need, but they don't deserve me.
Ah.
Is he Batman?
He's Batman.
I like it.
Was this while he was eating his pizza post-fight?
Yeah, that was fucking so awesome, too. Derek Lewis, his post-fight interview, I don't know exactly what the fuck he said, but this is what I kind of transcribed. He said, I really tried to hit him in that booty hole he got in his chest. But shit, my hands are too wet. I know he'd like it raw in that ass.
What the fuck?
Joe Rogan's like, oh, okay. what are you saying? I don't know. And then Dominic Cruz during the Gastelum versus Till fight, someone said, good elbow by Till. And then Cruz goes, yeah, not as good as Kelvin's elbow at the weigh-ins.
Ah!
Well, getting that one in. And then Joe Rogan's like, no comment. No comment. Don't talk about it.
That was a solid performance.
Yeah.
I think they practiced that.
Yeah, so that was some good shit. I want to take a step back. How many? It's hard to get pay-per-view buys out of. Like, I don't know if anybody releases them now, but what do you think this one pulled? Even considering we're under this ESPN regime right now.
I'm thinking 950.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Just under a million. Not quite a million.
Yeah.
Around. I think the new model, the plus thing, and I got a gripe, okay? Right. I have ESPN Plus, okay? I cannot watch the prelims on ESPN Plus. But why can I not watch those?
Because this whole service is a retardo.
Right? I buy the pay-per-view, can watch pay-per-view, can't buy the prelims. Can't watch the prelims unless I have cable service, which is retarded.
Makes no sense.
I have ESPN Plus subscription, but not ESPN 2.
Right, so if you have DAZN, you can watch whatever. But
correct.
And I still think ESPN's, the playback is just horrid.
It's not good.
It's just a slider bar to try to give me some options, like, let me go to this fight, let me go to that fight,
yeah.
Give me a skip ahead 15 seconds, skip ahead 5 minutes, whatever. Just a slider bar, I'm missing so much action, so.
And you got to have Fight Pass to watch the early prelims. So I need three services to watch one event.
I don't know, I felt like I watched everything on ESPN.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't see these options after the fact. I tried to watch yesterday, did not see any of this.
So let's go right to the meat and potatoes. Jorge Masvidal versus Nate Diaz. So I want to talk about the open weigh-ins. So Jorge Masvidal, not the open weigh-ins, the open workouts. So Masvidal calls up two random fans, has a sparring
crazy.
Session,
yes.
Only to the body, like what for his entertainment. Like, what the fuck? This guy has Scarface. He doesn't give a shit, yeah. Man. It's awesome.
It's genius and stupid at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Surprise everybody, let them do this.
Yeah.
Because what if one guy just said, you know what, I'm going to go to that ad right now,
yeah.
Knock a fool out. Like, I don't know. And then you had Roberto Duran walking Masvidal out to the octagon. Mm-hmm. Nick Diaz was walking his brother out. And then we get to the fight. You have Masvidal fake a flying knee to start the fight.
Ah.
And it looks like if he would have followed through on that, he may have landed that.
Ah.
Nate looked a little slow in the retreat. Yeah. And then Nate was like, what the fuck, man? Like, what are you pulling this shit?
But flying shit now?
Yeah, yeah. But what a one-sided affair. This entire fight, like, I thought Masvidal would win, but I didn't think it would be as one-sided as it was, because Masvidal beat him in striking, beat him in clinch work, beat him in scrambles, beat him on the ground. Like, whenever a position was had, it was reversed. And
yeah. Well, the judge, a couple, there was a 30-26, one, maybe even two.
No. Well, did you see scorecards?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
They posted online. So there was a third. So, one, I can't remember if it was one or two. It was one or two 30-26s. Somebody
okay.
had a 10-8 round in there.
Yeah.
So even if it would have gone to a fourth round, Nate was questionably behind by 4 points, which means he would have had to submit or KO.
Yeah, and the way the fight was going, I don't see. So let's talk after round three. You know, obviously Diaz has huge cuts above and below his eye. Mm-hmm. Doctor looks at it, and I think he just kind of shined Diaz on at that point. Like, yeah, I'm not going to stop it. And then he talked to another doctor. I'm going to stop it. Then they fucking stopped the fight.
He wanted to get killed. He wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, though.
Go ahead.
Jorge looked a little bit tired.
Well, Nate was saying they were talking some shit, and he said in the third round, Masvidal shit-talking, a little winded at that point.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't
yeah.
talking as hard to him.
So, I mean, you know.
But, I mean, the amount of punishment that Diaz was taking between the body shots and brutal, like the kicks to the body. Because he said the game plan was body, head, and he was executing it perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, but Nate's game is kind of the Homer Simpson.
Yeah, but I mean, he got dropped, I think, a good 3 times in that
yeah.
fight. And I don't think, maybe Masvidal is slowing down a little bit, but I don't see any chance of Nate making a comeback in rounds 4 and 5.
No.
And Dana White said after the fight, like, he saw Nate backstage. It's like his eyebrow was folding over
yeah.
the opposite direction. And initially he was all pissed off about the stoppage. But then he said, you know what? I'm okay with this stoppage.
It's the same eye that got fucked up last time, too.
Yeah.
He probably needs to get some Vanderlei Silva-style corrective surgery.
Yeah, I think that's what they said he's going to have done. They're going to go in there like 4 weeks later. A plastic surgeon will go in there and probably like his brother grind some shit down. And same with Vanderlei Silva, grind some shit down. Because you can't have every fight you get touched. And I think Nate was saying in the post-fight press conference, basically, you sneeze on me and I fucking bleed. So, like, yeah. I need to fucking get this taken care of.
It's a lot of scar tissue.
Yeah. But I've never felt blue balls to the extent that I did at this event, because you want that. It was final, but I want that finality of him being finished.
I gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, God damn. Just let it ride out. Let it ride out. And I get, here's the problem. We're in New York, so they're ultra conservative. Mm-hmm. If we're in Vegas, does this happen?
I don't know. They might have let it go another round, I think.
I think you keep fighting until a fucking eyeball pops out his fucking gourd, man.
Well, you got to protect the fighter, though. I mean, you can't have him go. Look at what happened to Bisbing. You can't have him going blind and losing an eye.
That's a good point.
I like Nate. I don't want him to lose his eyeball.
True. And then Diaz was talking about he had a knee injury, so he couldn't run like the last 2 weeks. Mm. So a little bit of a cardio problem for him.
Oh, I did not hear this.
Yeah. And then Masvidal was saying, like, his hands are all fucked up, so he wants to take some time off before he comes back. But I think some of the questions are, and then you have The Rock, well, we got to mention him, putting the belt on. And,
yes.
You know, what was your opinion on, you know, this BMF belt?
I think it's a cool-looking belt. I'm confused why The Rock was involved.
Because he is from the same area code that Masvidal is from.
But that seems like presumptuous. Shouldn't we have gotten a neutral party?
No. Well, Nate was like, well, why the fuck was Mike Tyson here to put it on me? It's like, I got beef with The Rock. Fuck that guy. He can get some if he wants it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, I'm just playing though. I like ballers and shit.
It's like, okay, little man.
Yeah.
The Rock is like four times his size. I like the belt. I'm just confused by this whole thing. Like, what's going to happen with this belt now? Does this go up again?
Well, it's a one-on-one. Nah.
It's just something
one and done. And I think that's cool to do it. And I don't mind them doing it in other weight classes, right? I mean, I think we kind of always talked about this. Like, Conor McGregor should have had a money belt from day one. Because that was a fight to make, right? Everybody wanted to fight him.
Money belts. But my concern is that we're entering into the boxing era of one guy with a title has like seven belts, and he only fights one belt at a time. So it's like, does this belt have longevity?
Well, this one won't, because they've said it's not going to. But I don't mind it. I don't mind like a one offer. I would actually like to see it defended and passed around. But I also like open weight classes, and I think it should be an open weight class belt. Mm-hmm. Like, if any comer wants to take it, why not? If you have that belt and you want to fight someone out of your weight class, let's do this.
You got a heavyweight coming in to take
it. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Sure. I think it's cool, though. It was like super, wasn't it like 20 grand or something crazy?
50. And how shitty would you feel if you're like one of the undercard fighters, you're like on a 12-12 or a 15-15, and here they are just doling out a belt that costs more than you're probably going to make in your entire year of fighting. It is what
it happens.
Is.
It's a prize fighting game.
True.
Right?
Yes.
The lions take the share.
That's what it should be, though.
I agree.
And then how big of a star is Masvidal going to be now? Because right now Dana White's saying he is in the same territory as Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey. Like, that's how huge of a star he is right now.
I think you got the Miami angle, that's a sexy thing, like, you know, kind of.
And the backyard brawling, Kimbo Slice angle, so he's bringing, like, that crowd in.
And he's really well, I feel like his presentation is authentic, and it's just something you kind of go, like, that's a blue-collar guy, like, I fucking like that guy, you know? And I love Nate Diaz. I like both these guys. I mean, he's got, if whoever he fights, he keeps this attitude up. You know, I like his old school ways, kind of like the super necessary thing with the previous fight, you know, kind of, like we're cool, but you talk shit, you know, you better back it up, or I'm coming to Whole Foods and kick your ass again.
That's right.
So, I don't know. Is Nate Diaz a springboard towards mega stardom? Perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little of both, because I think Masvidal had that heat coming in too.
He did. And I don't think Conor McGregor wants any piece of that. I think he's no way. He'll get
Masvidal will destroy.
Yes.
Destroy him.
I could see this definitely happening. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, so now what's next?
For Masvidal?
Both guys even. Like, well, do you run an immediate rematch?
No.
I agree. I don't think you do.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Masvidal fight Conor McGregor if they want to do that fight. I mean, I think that would be satisfying, perhaps, mm-hmm. in some way, shape.
McGregor gets beat down.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing the guy who beats old men up get his ass kicked.
Yeah, an alleged rapist.
And it would be terrible though if he beat Masvidal, because
that's not going to happen. He's been so far out though.
True, but he looks like in shape from his.
He can be, but he's going to be rusty as fuck trying to come back.
Ring rust is a myth, Matt.
You're, okay, Dominic Cruz, shut up. It is for real, man. I guess it just depends who you are, though. But I'd say 90% of the guys, ring rust is for real.
Okay.
And then what about this poor doctor? He MMA Fighting posted this, what the doctor is going through right now. He says, I'm a very good neurologist and a very good doctor, and call me fucking scum online and calling my office and staff and yelling at them and threatening me. I fear for my health and safety. Somebody's going to get hurt, and it's probably going to be me this time. That's how I feel, too. They'll give him the Ryan Hall shrug.
Yeah. Hey, man, you wanted the job.
Right.
Sorry. Maybe
you
don't.
Hey, if you want to make an omelet, you got to break a couple eggs. That's
exactly.
All I'm gonna say.
Or don't give out the doctor's real name. That's another option.
No, it's been given out. I'm not gonna say it, but
in the future, I mean, I'm saying.
Well, I think it has to be known.
It's gonna blow over. Give it a week, and nobody will give a shit.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm already over it.
So am I.
I'm scanning through here. Who does Diaz fight next? That's a tough one.
The big question mark. I don't know. I mean, he could easily fight McGregor too.
Yeah.
So
I think they're kind of lobbying for that. I mean, it would have been an easier sell, I think, if Diaz wins this fight.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I don't have anyone else in mind.
All right, let's move to the next fight. Darren Till versus Kelvin Gastelum. Let's talk about the weigh-ins. So what happened at the weigh-in?
There was a little bit of controversy because he had this robe. Get on the scale to weigh in, and then he stepped on the scale and did a little one of these like prayers, but his coach happened to be standing back there and he put the elbow somewhere.
Yeah. And the New York State Athletic Commission said they're going to investigate that and probably fine him. But you know where Tallgate also happened?
New York?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's two fuck-ups at the weigh-ins. How do you not correct that after the first time?
I don't know. I think there should be no one up there except the guy stepping on the scale.
Right. Like, there should be nobody. There shouldn't even be a fucking towel near you.
Yeah. Because, okay, so someone asked me this question. Like, does that really matter? You go step on a scale and touch anything, even lightly.
I tried the towel thing. I forgot how much I took off. I think I could take 10 pounds off by pushing on a towel.
Just barely touching something with your elbow easily takes a pound or two off.
Yeah.
Easily. No problem.
And what's that to say about Kelvin? Like, come on the fuck. Can you not make weight at a higher weight class? So this fight, I fell asleep twice watching this fucking fight. So I watched it the night it happened, fell asleep. I rewatched it today, fell asleep again. At my computer! That's how boring it was. They're, like, dancing at points. And Till... It looked like Gastelum was struggling with the amount of movement Till was doing and the fucking obscene reach he had. Because I feel Gastelum's got those Sean Shirk T-Rex type arms where you can't quite reach.
Yeah.
That too. And then so many leg kicks from Till that I feel like he damaged Gastelum's lead leg, and he just had no answer for the. Nope. And it was just a lack of action, you know, just so such a boring fight. And I'm glad that one's over, but the scorecard, we go to a 30-27 for Gastelum. Like, what fucking fight are you watching? A 29-28 for Till, more reasonable, and then a 30-27 for Till. Again, how do you get 30-27 one way and then 30-27 the other way?
Crazy.
What the fuck fight are you watching?
I think they shouldn't hold
you
any
can't
more
be
fights
that
in New York.
Far apart.
I think New York's fucked. They shouldn't have fights there anymore.
Well, especially one of this magnitude. Like, I don't know why we keep thinking, oh, we got to keep coming back here because this is where all the great boxing matches happen. Well, guess what? A majority of all the great MMA fights happen in Vegas, so why don't we just stay in Vegas?
I like it.
Because then we don't have to deal with all this fucking shenanigan bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then we have Stephen Wonderboy Thompson versus Vicente Luque. And it's probably the best that Wonderboy has looked in a while. He was fucking aggressive and smooth in his attacks, which was nice. And then and a lot of the switching stances where you couldn't tell if he was coming or going. And, like, man, he was on point and he got the win.
Yeah, he thinks he broke his hand.
Apparently. Yeah, his right hand.
Yeah.
But he looked real good in this fight. Mm-hmm. Derek Lewis versus Blagoy
Ivanov.
Yeah.
Ivanov.
And Ivanov, Jesus Christ, the chin on that son of a bitch. Because Derek Lewis was just teeing off on him. Uh-huh. And that guy just kept coming and coming and coming.
Yes.
And there's a couple times where I think he had like a Kimura or Americana and it's fucking cranked all the way and Lewis not tapping.
No.
And how about the physique on Lewis for this fight? Fucking probably Svelte. The best he's ever looked at.
He's doing that cardio.
265.
Yeah.
Right? It's a lean 265 versus that chubby 265. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about Kevin Lee versus Gregor Gillespie.
Yikes. That was might be KO of the year.
Yeah. I think he just killed a man.
Yeah, the little straight right, and then like shin to the forehead.
Oh, and he's just lucky the cage was there to kind of brace his fall. I wanted that head slam on the canvas.
Are we showing it right now?
We can't show that. I wanted to show it.
Pretend it's here, and then go Google it. You'll find it.
It's like, oh, it's out there. So brutal. And Kevin Lee is, for us, a hobby coach. And after when Rogan was interviewing him, he's thanking Rogan, because I think Kevin was on Rogan's podcast, and Rogan was telling him, you should go train with Firas Sahabi for like a real camp, not like this bullshit. And he looked good. Huh. He had a really low stance, so Gregor couldn't fucking take him down and made quick work of him. Like, what, a couple minutes?
2 minutes and 47 seconds.
That was brutal. That
nasty.
That reminded me of that Terry Adam knockout where.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
Spinning back heel kick or something like that, right?
Yeah, Edson Barboza fucking flatlined him or. Rich Franklin on Nate Quarry.
Oh, yeah, that was
bad too. We fucking KO'd him. Uh-huh. I think that was a straight punch, but that same stiffness and drop.
Yep.
You know.
Shut the guy's lights out.
And what about Corey Anderson violently putting away Johnny Walker? Johnny Walker kind of fucking around in there again, hands low, and Corey came into this fight pissed the fuck off. He felt like he wasn't getting the respect from the UFC. And then he wins and he acts the fool and then says, give me a title shot or release me from my contract. How does that go over with the UFC?
Not well.
Yeah.
No threats are going to be accepted.
Not so much.
They don't negotiate with fighters.
Terrorists. We don't negotiate with terrorists, all right?
Or fighters.
Yes.
Here is your contract. Sign or leave.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting because, man, he derailed that hype train. That was unfortunate because that was one of those ones where it's, well, if Walker wins, he's got the potential to fight John Jones. So I don't know if Anderson gets that same thing, but we'll see. And then what happened to Andrei Arlovsky?
You know, I feel like he was doing his thing again where he goes straight in and straight out. And he,
he does that a lot.
And he got knocked out, unfortunately, pretty quickly, 29 seconds into the first round. There wasn't really much head movement. That didn't look like there was a lot of technique. It just looked like there was a lot of pretending to be a heavy bag happening. and getting knocked out.
He has 3 wins in his last 13 fights.
Is it that little?
Put that in perspective. 3 wins in his last 13 fights.
That's insane.
He makes bank. I forgot how much he made. It was 350 or 375,000.
That's why he still fights, because
you're making a lot of money. Your heavyweights are overpaid.
Yeah, but this cannot be good for his health.
Is it entertaining? I think that's what I care about at this point. I'm not into fighter health. Are you entertained or not? Are you entertained?
Watching a big man get knocked out
is
pretty
entertaining. Usually the best, right?
That's great.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Heavyweights knocking out other heavyweights.
I feel terrible saying this out loud, though.
Well, as you go, like, true. It's
say
sad,
some Hail Marys
true.
Or something. If you are fathers and pray that I go someplace happy, because I'm a sad human being who enjoys the suffering of others.
Say this again. I'm very confused.
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
I lost you.
You did. I don't know what's happening. He's talking about, I just want people, you fight for my entertainment, right?
Right.
And I don't give a fuck what the consequences are.
That's what I'm saying. Their suffering is my entertainment.
Okay. Yeah. That I understand.
The shorthand version.
Thank you.
I said too many words. Okay. Sorry.
Words I'm not good with.
Okay.
Well, cock and balls, Inga.
Are you saying I should de-pants myself?
Whatever you want to do.
Can I do pantsless MMA nuts
I'm
show?
I'm open.
Do we show from the waist down?
Kind of, sometimes.
A little bit. So if I was here pantsless, you could see? Oh, all right, then I won't do it.
Yeah, some canoes for me, some Canelo.
I was going to talk to you about this Canelo fight.
Yeah.
We watched this earlier. We can't show it, but, volume. I'm wondering if you thought this was a dive, because online.
Oh, it's behind the ear.
Online, they're saying that. So here's the one, he staggers and boom, comes with the right.
That is not a fucking dive.
Looks pretty legit, right?
Yeah.
It's on Dazen. And I don't know. So this guy is, what do you think about all this? Like, this guy's got this insane contract. He's getting these fights. He's looking good, solid. He's knocking fools out.
Yep.
I mean, does it get any better?
If I'm him, I make $35 million for this kind of work. I take it all day. And the weird thing is, Masvidal is trying to call out a fight with Canelo.
Oh, it'll be worse than the Floyd Mayweather destruction.
Canelo will fucking destroy him. It won't even be close.
I think it might
be first round.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Masvidal will get paid, but.
The guy's the Matrix, man. Have you seen some of the highlight film? That guy cannot be hit sometimes. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. No way. And it's got a lot of power. Don't even fuck with that. I mean, if you want to get paid.
No, I think he's got a title in 4 different weight classes now, too. Yeah. They don't fucking drug tests in boxing, so.
No.
Yeah, you want to step over there? I'm okay with him getting paid, but he's going to get punished.
Paid and punished.
Yeah.
I, you know.
Well, that's the same. Well, that's what happened to McGregor, right? I mean, he only had a little bit of success because that was the game plan from Mayweather. Just, I'm going to let you tire yourself out.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to fuck you up.
Yep.
Fought like he's fought earlier in his career, not how he fought of late, so. Mm-hmm. Errol Hawani tweeted this one out. He says, Jeff Nowitzki says, next week they'll introduce a list of USADA-approved supplements.
Ooh.
They have always shied away from that because USADA's stance has always been no supplements. But now they'll have an expansive list. If you fail because one of these is tainted, that'll equal no suspension.
Oh, wow. That's different.
Yeah, so why did it take how many years? I don't know. We're at 4 years, 5 years to get to this point. Like, shouldn't this be like the day one kind of shit?
Probably, but they probably didn't think all this through, Matt.
No, is it? They are a punitive system. I don't think they give a fuck. Although Nate Diaz kind of got rushed through.
They want money.
Right?
Yeah.
That's weird. I gotta take a drink. Do you got any other news?
I'm out of news.
Okay.
That's all I got. He's drinking. I'm thinking.
Okay. Tweet of the week. Goes to Mac Malley on Twitter. He says, this dude hit Gregor so hard, he thinks he's about to go down the slide at the water park.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
He was, like, half smirking when he went down, too.
Yeah.
That was brutal. I like that knockout. Let's do a little ass nuts. We're moving right along.
Sweet.
Breakneck speeds. Okay, that worked. Jaron Christian asked, he said, my friend and I were most impressed with Derek Lewis on Saturday. It seems like the old Lewis would have tapped multiple times during that match. Has he turned a corner?
I think his physical conditioning helped a lot.
Hey, he might be a little more limber, right?
Could be.
He could torque my arm a little bit more than normal.
Mm-hmm. A little less chicken wing action, a little more weight action.
You know? I think he hired a nutritionist.
Yeah, and, getting himself in shape. I like it.
Yeah. All right, here we go, channel, close it out. It's time, pound sign, nuts roll. Okay. Pound sign, average chain, pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Says, I'm still trying to figure out what type of guy Tony Ferguson is. So I came up with some more theories, and I appreciate the thumbs up, middle, and down response. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who arrives in class earlier than everyone and leaves when class starts.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the corner.
Middle.
Sounds like shit I would do.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who gives advice to his own corner. I like that.
Thumbs up.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who calls you and says, I can't talk now, I'll call you later.
Yeah, totally.
That was good.
I have friends like that. I'm like, what the fuck do you call me
you
for?
Just call me,
what
you
the
dick
fuck?
Yeah. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to measure his bed to see how long he slept.
I love it, dude. That's amazing.
Yeah. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to dress like an old man so he could test Connor's left hand. Yeah, a couple winners in there.
Yeah.
Would you rather be hunted by a deaf monster with good eyesight or a blind monster with sensitive hearing?
Good eyesight. I think I'll take the deafness.
What?
Yeah.
You want the good eyesight monster?
Yeah, because I can hide behind shit.
No.
Why can't I not hide?
Think about how good an animal can see.
Yeah, but I can hide. They can't see through walls. I can hide behind this wall, for example.
Okay.
But if I try to hide behind, I'm going to get all sneaky and try to sneak around and get behind the wall. He can hear me.
But here's what I do. I have a pocket full of rocks, and I just throw them. And he doesn't know what the fuck's what. So he just chases rocks all day.
If he has great hearing, he can hear your heart beating, man. He can hear your pump.
Well, I'm probably going to be beating off.
Okay.
He can definitely beating hear off that. In one hand. He's like, oh, my God. And then he's going to beat off because he's super excited.
Sounds
he's
like
gay. The monster is gay.
It's a
as
gay
fuck.
Monster porno that we're talking about. Matt's in a whole different TV show. I thought it was a horror film. It's actually a porno.
It is a horror film.
Okay.
He's actually one. It all worked out. Would you rather down a gallon of hot chocolate? Let's start over because my pronunciation is a little bit off. Would you rather down a gallon of hot chocolate that's just been brewed, or eat an entire ghost pepper?
I'll eat the ghost pepper.
I'm taking my chances with that ghost pepper, yeah, too.
That hot chocolate sounds dangerous.
No, because you're gonna scald. There's a difference between a scald and just a little heat, yeah, like a burn from like,
I've eaten the ghost pepper. It's not that hot.
I haven't tried one.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty fucking hot, but it's not the worst.
I forgot. What did I eat the other day? Like, habaneros are, I think... So it goes jalapeno, serrano is hotter than the jalapeno, and then habanero is above those. Ate some serranos. I was like, ooh, that's some nice heat. I like that.
Okay.
I like it. And I forgot what the times, like you take a jalapeno and it's, it could be anywhere from 5 to 8 times hotter than that. And then the fucking habanero can be, I don't know how many times hotter than that.
Let's say 100.
Okay. It's a stupid Scoville thing. And yes, then you watch that Hot Wings thing.
I like that
those
one.
Those motherfuckers are eating like, this one's like 2 million Scoville. People are like shitting themselves.
Oh, yeah. They had Shia LaBeouf on one. Did you see that one?
Not yet.
That was a good one. You should Google that one.
Okay.
He's a bad motherfucker.
You take it like a champ?
He's just like talking to the guy. He's like putting more sauce on. He's like, whatever. He's just, it's not like he has no heat. He just doesn't care.
Paul Rudd was a good one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like a champ.
I can eat some wings. I haven't eaten wings in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't made wings.
I gotta do that.
MMA Nuts Zombie Show, episode 1, part number 4. I'm going to drink before we start.
All right. Fair enough. I'm going to itch my eyeballs.
You guys misunderstood the last episode ending.
Okay.
It's Ingo who's having wild sex. Wild sex, Ingo. You like fuck it. Wildly.
I like this.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Wild sex.
Wild sex? Talking
like whips. Nobody's shaving for like
no, that's
years.
Your version of wild sex.
Right.
Remember, I'm wild. Talking like Crisco, there's a fucking Jell-O mold. Maybe we got some swings from the ceiling. A
couple fists there's could whips, go missing.
Chains. You know, you got like all kinds of stuff going on. This Perfect. Kind of stuff. Yeah. Maybe a giant big black dildo.
In your anus?
Not in my anus. I'm just saying. You know, shit's going down.
Sweet. So you're having some of that wild sex. Joanna and Jacek. After you guys get out of the warehouse, you guys drive back to Safe Haven, your guys' camp. When returned, you guys are met by the post leader, Daniel Cormier.
Ah.
He thanks you guys for the supplies and welcomes BJ Penn to the camp. You guys go to rest. I can almost talk. Ingo's taking Joanna and Jacek with him, and Matt with a cyborg. Ooh, old school. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
As the morning comes, a Nate Diaz, a bounty hunter and smuggler, tells you guys about a bounty on a crazy religious man in the surroundings.
Uh-oh, I know where this is going.
We see a face in a distant area of a mysterious man telling people to follow the word of God. Or repent themselves as sinners.
It's gotta be.
End of episode one. More to come. I feel like I got this Matt Hughes.
It's
got to
be Matt Hughes. Did he get hit by a train?
I still want him on that little Silver Spoons train with the conductor hat on.
That'd be fantastic. I like that he ended it now.
It's yeah,
it's a good ending point. So, Joanna Jan Jacek, huh? Wild sex.
Good
Not
you.
Bad. Good for
I,
me.
I take it as a cyborg. I don't
good.
Mind it. I don't mind it as a cyborg. Sometimes I look at her and go, I would fuck that ass like a champ.
Right.
Like a champ.
As long as it's hairy. Like 80s,
yeah, whatever.
70s porn.
Not even afraid. Not even afraid.
All right.
Don't shave for 3 years. What would that look like?
I don't know, but that sounds crazy.
I'm willing to take a chance.
Yeah.
I feel like one of those guys on American Pickers where he doesn't quite know what the sell price is of the item he's going to buy. He's like, hey, I'm willing to take a chance on this.
I think you're going to need one of those hats that has the fucking light on it to get to the, you know, to be like,
get to the, your words, the
spelunking hat. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just call
so
me
you can
Batman.
Put a little lamp on it.
I'm all right with
and the machete, you know, maybe
I have one.
A mouthpiece or
I
some kind of breathing
curry.
Apparatus for the shrapnel, you know.
Whatever gets in the way. Sometimes you gotta hack your shit
yeah,
out of the way.
Yeah, just get right in there. It's all good.
Fuck, Mary Kills, Celebrity Edition number 66, Adult Adventures number 2. Let me just say, I appreciate the amount of love you're showing me on these, because holy fuck, these women are built.
It's getting thick on you?
Holy shit. Let's start with Brianna Love.
Is it, these are all porn stars? Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I missed that part. Okay.
Yeah, they're all porn stars.
That's a nice booty. That's a giant booty, though.
She's... Nice. Jada Stevens.
It's like the all booty edition. Here we go. Not my favorite.
Kelly Devine. Her ass is a little weird in some pictures. I try to find like a normal looking ass. Her face is a little funky.
Here's what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to go against the grain.
Go ahead.
Kill the last two and fuck and marry the first one.
Yeah.
I think that's
fair enough.
That's the plan. Because, I mean,
I'm marrying that first one for yeah, sure.
That's
that nice. Is stacked. And I'm probably going to fuck that second one. And I'm probably going to kill the third one because I saw weird pictures of her ass.
Yeah.
I don't like it. No. It was weird. This was like the normal picture of the ass.
Okay.
Do you have any knowledge for this?
I know I've been hyping this up. I'm going to have to say it.
Go ahead.
If you have Netflix, you should watch the documentary Game Changers.
It's you're trying to blaspheme right now?
I'm not trying to blaspheme. I'm just saying... There's an MMA tie-in. I think it makes sense.
Okay, it's fair.
Talks about the effects of eating a plant-based diet as a performance athlete. Nate Diaz is in it. James Wilkes is a narrator.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of other athletes in it and stuff. It's fascinating. If anything, something to think about. So, you know, got me thinking.
You're going to test it out, right?
I'm going to test it out. I'm going to see. I'm going to try some stuff.
You're going to ease it in.
I'm going to ease it in.
Just a tip?
Like gay sex. Just ease it in.
Fair enough.
Something. I don't know. Just a tip.
You want to reconsider the last one?
I mean,
that looks nice just from there. I think her face fucks everything up.
Probably. I don't even know.
But that's not bad. All right, let's do some knowledge. So for knowledge, I have a Halloween costume contest since we just had Halloween. By the way, it was fucking snowing.
Horrible.
Here in fucking
horrible Halloween
Chicagoland area.
And like 27 degrees.
Yeah, it was horrible. Fucking bullshit. Like, I have all these decorations around my house and a fucking smoke machine with a timer on it. Mm-hmm. And fucking smoke coming out, and it's like blowing across everywhere. It looks like a fire is breaking out. And
no kids.
I think there were anywhere from 15 to 20 kids. But last year, it was super nice out, and it was probably over like 100 different groups of kids.
Yeah.
So weather really dictates. And like, you're a bunch of pussies if you don't go out there.
Yeah.
But do you ever remember being a kid and it's snowing on Halloween?
Never, ever.
Me neither.
No.
Like, what the shit? Is this...
It's been chilly, but it's never been snowing.
Yeah, it's fucked up, because now we're in full-blown winter already.
Yes.
All right, so knowledge. I have a Halloween costume contest. For the first one, we have Snow White Walker and Jon Snow White.
Oh, nice.
Like, that's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Second one, we have Come On Eileen.
Oh, that's pretty solid. I like it.
And then we have the third one. It says, Happy Halloween from the Crack-A-Lantern herself, Lauren Fogel. This is LFC MMA.
Oh, wow. That's not
so
bad.
So who wins?
Definitely Lauren Fogel.
Thank God damn right. That is a champion.
It's been like the booty edition MMA Nuts today. Mm. What's going on here?
I don't know. Sometimes you're a winner. Sometimes you're a loser.
Loser.
One of those.
So Rodrigo Machado is trying to hype it up with the ass for you.
I might be an ass man. I'm a tit man and an ass man.
Okay.
Where do you fall on
I'm
this?
I'm definitely an ass man. Ass and legs all day.
Yeah, I think I'm ass first.
I like that.
Titty in a
nice
second.
Form, strong, athletic frame, all that stuff, you know.
That's right. Strength.
Okay.
So it's all about. Shut down.
Wow. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. In, out, done. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. What the fuck are you doing?
Get out of this fucker.